The Chicano Music Festival number 27 is upon us here in Denver, coordinated by the artistic director of Su Teatro, Tony Garcia, in the house.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Always great to catch up with you. Say hi.
Well,
how you doing?
Yeah, you're a roller skates, man. You are busy this week because you've got so much around what has really become one of the, I guess, real benchmarks of late July. Every year, you bring together this collection of artists and Chicano music. So 27 times in a row.
We have really spent 27 years trying to define what Chicano music is. Bobby Lefebvre wrote a great poem on it, and every time we go to the music festival, we say, well, what is Chicano music? Is it jazz? And people, yeah, yeah. Is it rhythm and blues? People, yeah, yeah. Is it corridos? And they say, yeah. Is it huapangos? Is it mariachi? It's all of those things, and it has a lot to do with us as being part of Colorado, is the many influences that have come through here, and that we're so hybridic, and you know this in terms of the music scene, we influence so much. So that's what us is a celebration of all that, all those nuances.
Absolutely a celebration. Tonight's part of this several-day festival, which happens through Sunday, is the Chicano Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony. These legends do really walk amongst us. I want to go through these names, but you've got to give me just, because their resumes are so deep, just a little word association. One of the things I like is that you've gone statewide for these influences, and it really brings some names that we might not recognize here in Denver, like Larry Medina.
Larry is from San Luis. He's grew up there, very traditional music, but has melded together with so many other things. He's been doing some stuff in Denver. He's done gone anywhere from doing traditional southwestern music, you know, to mariachi music, and was with Scali Garcia in one of the early bands here, mariachi bands here. He's an exciting guy. He's a lot of fun.
John Romero, we know him around here from Amanecer, and you looked up and there he is, still doing the thing.
John has had a lot of reincarnations, but I think what the committee liked a lot was that period when he put out the album Gracias Papa Santo. I think that all of us, can we look back, and there was a 5-year period where John was killing it, really doing a lot of Latin soul rock kind of stuff like that, very inventive, very ahead of the game. He's had a lot of experiences, a lot of nacimientos, I want to say them in Spanish, right, a lot of rebirths, but that was a particular period that our community was excited about. And also, you know, he's still gigging it. Yeah, he's got it. They were just playing with he has a new band.
Oh, the Taco Cats?
The Taco Cats, yeah. So they were playing at the Dragon Boat Festival. So
Yeah. You know, you went to Pueblo to find Tony Ortega.
Richard Baca's from Pueblo, too. So we had two guys from Pueblo. Mm. And they've been in the queue for a while, people talking about what they're doing. And Tony's another one of those guys who's an innovator, who's been doing his stuff. He's had a lot of iterations, but it's been him providing a constant leadership. Very similar to Richard. Richard is known, he's been a teacher. He has been an innovator in what he's brought into his bands. The bands have sounded different at different times, but Richard is the one constant in it, as well as Tony. And I think people are going to be excited to meet them when they come into town.
You started out by saying how diverse Chicano music is. So we've covered, you know, the soul bands of like Tony Ortega, the Tex-Mex and New Mexican style of Richard Baca. Nuestra Familia is what? How do you describe them?
They see themselves as Tejano music. They call it, there was a phrase about it. It's Colorado Tejano, right?
And Colorado Tejano.
Right.
Out of Greeley.
And actually, they have been to the Tejano festivals in San Antonio and been named the best Tejano band out of state, which is really interesting. But they were also recognized at the state fair as the best Mexican band. So that's who we are. We're all of those things. And I think it really speaks to the identity we have as Chicanos. The concept is about the mestizaje, the mixture of all those races and stuff. And one of the sides is when you start thinking about purity, it doesn't happen because one of the most famous songs, Mexican songs, right, is La Bamba, which comes from Veracruz, which was one of the big slave ports. And that rhythm for La Bamba actually comes from northern Africa. La Bamba is actually an African rhythm. So there you go, guys.
Everything Chicano about it. It just fits.
I love it. I love it. That, it does. And it's like, that's what it is, you know, that we are from all of that stuff. And it all sits here in our community. So yeah, we're excited about that. And the other piece I think is really important is that so many of these guys work for so long, and they work in places where they don't get the level of recognition that they deserve, and they don't. There's not that perspective of we changed this or really fighting this struggle for inclusive. Now we talk about inclusivity all the time. They were singing in Spanish when their kids were getting punished in school for speaking Spanish. I think that's a really powerful statement, and for us to be able to put them on that stage, I mean, it's Su Teatro doing this thing, and it's not. I mean, we're not authorities on anything. All we are is we just respect our community. The committee is made up of former Hall of Famers, people who were inducted already. So I don't get to vote. My opinion doesn't matter. But it's a great opportunity for us to just say, hey, we're going to make it happen.
Tony Garcia from Su Teatro, producing the 27th Chicano Music Festival. You really put legs on the respect. I mean, you really dress it up and put it out on stage and give the visibility to it in a lot of ways, not just tonight's Hall of Fame induction class, but with seminars. We had a film festival earlier this week. You've even got a couple of talking heads. This is a new event for the Chicano Music Festival with Gene Lucero and Chuck Morris.
I've heard
in the same room.
You've heard of Chuck Morris before.
I've heard of both of these guys.
Both these cats are big premier promoters. Chuck is the biggest promoter in the state, and Gene was just killing it back in the 80s and 90s with El Pro Premier. And I just got this idea that since I knew both of the guys, that why don't we put them in a room, give them a couple of beers, and have them shoot the breeze, so to speak. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say. They know and have met everybody. So it'll be great.
I was looking for, and this is important for anybody wanting to do something, sit in front of these two guys and hear the stories and see what it takes to make it happen. Are they going to take questions?
Yeah. You know, Chuck does this really great thing because he's doing this master's program up at UNC. But he goes, we have this thing in common. I was telling him, my mother used to tell us that we come from a long line of people who don't know better, meaning we don't know what we can't do. And he goes, that was me. I had no idea what I was doing when I started, but I was going to do it. And I learned all those mistakes. And that's what I want that next generation to learn about, how to make mistakes and how to recover from those mistakes. So it's things like that are going to be there for you.
Details at suteatro.org. There's more. The Chicano Roots Resistance Jam. That's a jam, as in
bring your axe and get down. So just show up. If you bring an axe, bring an instrument, you're going to play, and we'll form a circle. And we found out the power of music during periods of rough time, how much we find it out during the civil rights movement. We find it out as a method for healing and stuff. And that's when it started. And so now we just get some cats out there, and I'll be playing a little bit, and we'll just be making some noise and enjoying ourselves out in the nice, cool breeze in the evening.
The party is the Saturday night pachanga, man.
The pachanga. Think about that. Great dancing outside in the cool night, right? And then inside, air-conditioned bathrooms, right? Clean, air-conditioned bathrooms. You're not going to a porta-pot at Su Teatro, right? And this may not mean things to guys, but ladies out there listening, you know how important that is. And that's what you get at our space. You can dance. It's about dancing. No jumping castles. No distractions. It's about the music. We got two great bands, John Mayes and Sangre Chicana. So they're going to be there.
Sunday, the Mariachi Tardeada with my friends Mariachi Vasquez, and this must be a duet, Mariachi and Mariachi?
Oh, or it's a typo from Tony Garcia. Oh, Mariachi, more Mariachi. So we also have Mariachi Alma de Folklore, which is a youth group, and they're actually not completely a youth group, but they're a very good group that's starting off, and also Mariachi del Rey. And so these cats are going to be there. So it's wall-to-wall mariachi. If you like mariachi music, it's in a concert setting. It's in the afternoon. A tardeada means something that happens in the tarde, in the afternoon. So it's a nice afternoon out there in a concert setting. You're not hearing clanging dishes as you go and you try to – all the distraction. It's about the music. Come and have a really good time. We also do an auction. We've collected art pieces from all over the place. And we've got some incredible pieces by Carlos Frescas. And if you don't know Carlos Frescas, I want you all to Google him now, and you're going to find out. He is one of the premier artists here in the city of Denver. And I got a gorgeous, gorgeous piece for him that's going to cost you more money than you might think you're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm. Carlos Frescas, look it up, because then you'll be like, oh, him.
I got to own one of them.
Yeah. You want, that's special.
You got one of his pieces on the wall in here. That Pachuco on the wall, the pink Pachuco on the wall, is Carlos Fresca's work.
His name is Tony Garcia. He is a founder and artistic director of Su Teatro, celebrating their 50th anniversary with the Chicano Music Festival and Auction this weekend, tonight, the Hall of Fame induction. And congratulations on everything and all that you do for our community, in, with, and through us, giving us a showcase and telling our stories. And muchas gracias.
It's just an excuse to hang out with you, Steve. Thank you as well. Gracias, community.